Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It is Tuesday, which means our dear friend, Delaina Dixon, is joining us. Misty, are you there?
I am, and I'm in sunny Hollywood, Florida. It's so gorgeous down here.
I love all your travels. Hey, happy birthday. I hope you're down there celebrating your magical, magical birthday. The Naughties all want to say happy, happy, happy birthday. Let's jump into the show. We've got so much gossip.
I know.
What time is it, my friends?
It's tea time.
Big breaking story at the top of the show. So R. Kelly has been found guilty on all counts. R. Kelly has been found guilty of sexually abusing women, boys and girls for decades. He was convicted on all nine counts, including racketeering and the violation of the Mann Act, which prohibits the transportation of any woman or girl across state lines for any immoral purpose. He now faces a lifetime in jail, The jury, it was seven men and five women. They deliberated for about 9 hours across two different days before they reached their unanimous verdict. From the beginning of the trial, the federal prosecutors painted him as a predator who used his fame on young victims. The assistant U.S. attorney said the following: "This is not a case about a celebrity who likes to party a lot. This is a case about a predator." Miss D, I think people forget what big a star he was. He was like a superstar in the 90s, the king of R&B. This fall is huge. What do you think?
It's so incredible what has happened. First of all, I have to commend the women who came forth to tell their survivor stories. And if you remember, there was a documentary came out a few years ago called Surviving R. Kelly. Yes. And it was really hard to ignore what these women were saying happened, especially when you heard about what was happening to young girls, 13, 14 years old. And I really think this had an effect on the black community. A lot of these girls were women of color. And so some people feel that that was ignored because they were young girls of color being victimized. And as we all know, he was a huge, huge star, but that does not give you the right to do whatever you think is right. So you have to pay for the crime.
Absolutely. Well, that brings us to our poll question of the day. R. Kelly has been found guilty on all counts. Will he spend the rest of his life in jail? Do you think he will get the harshest sentence? Or do you think because he's a celebrity with a lot of money, a lot of power? So what do you think? Go vote. Will he spend the rest of his life in jail? Or do you think he'll get off easy? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Miss D-Love, what are you working on?
Well, you remember back in July, Jada Pinkett Smith went on her show on Facebook, Red Table Talk, and she fessed up to having an extramarital affair. Mm-hmm. But now we're learning that Will Smith has had entanglements outside of marriage as well. So four and a half years ago, Jada had an affair. This is what she said. It was with singer August Alsina. Yeah. But Will Smith has written a new memoir. It's coming out. And he said, he disclosed so much information. He said, Jada never believed in conventional marriage. She had family members that had an unconventional relationship. They've been married for 23 years. So she grew up in a way that was very different than how I grew up. And for the large part of our relationship, monogamy was pretty much the picture. But he said after her conversation on Red Table Talk, people thought that she was the only one who was doing this. And he says, that is not the case. Ooh, Rob, what are you... I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, these two are so interesting. I try not to judge other people's marriages, and obviously I do, but I try so hard not to. They have a very unconventional life together, and it seems to work for the pair of them, and they're not hurting anybody else by doing this. So I think it's just Will and Jada's rules. It's a very different life they have together. What I do like about this is he's doing all these promotions, all these interviews to promote his upcoming memoir, which is called Will. And he wanted to set the record straight because everybody now knows that Jada stepped out. Some people would call it cheating. They called it an entanglement. entitlement. Yeah. And he wants to say it's not just Jada. I've also done this as well. I was thought it was fascinating too in the interview. He talked about not talking about Jada and her entanglement too much, because he explained that that really wasn't his story to tell, and he couldn't tell that story probably from his perspective. And so these two are actually really sort of deep, and they think about this stuff very, very carefully. They really are the most interesting celebrities I think we have at the moment, because when stories of celebrities cheating happen, and they happen all the time, that's an easy story to tell. And we can do the breakup stories and the cheating stories. It's more complicated with Will and Jada, because they are not necessarily cheating as far as they're concerned. They're expanding what they think is role of marriage. He said too that Jada never wanted to walk down the aisle. She didn't want a traditional marriage, and he had to beg her to do that. I find these two fascinating. I know it's going to make a lot of people really sort of angry and maybe sit up here.
Uncomfortable,
that's the right word, Misty. It's going to make people uncomfortable. But I think if you can just put your own judgments, your own feelings aside, and listen to what they say, it's really interesting. Moving along, The View hosts have discussed their COVID scare. So remember, both Sunny and Anna had to leave the set of The View because they found out during a live broadcast that they had apparently tested positive for COVID. This was just before they were scheduled to interview the vice president. Well, now they're talking out saying the results were actually false. They came back as positive, but it was a false positive. But they said that has enormous implications, and it sort of made their lives spin out of control for a minute. So Sunny is saying particularly what she really, really was uncomfortable about is the results were made public before she had a chance to call her family. So they were made public on air. Her doctor's a surgeon. He was immediately pulled out of the operating room. And her son, he was pulled out of classes at school before she could even speak to him. It's wild, isn't it?
Absolutely. Of course, I was watching at the time, and what was going through my mind is, how is Sarah and Joy feeling? They're both still sitting there. They've just been told that their co-stars have COVID, and they have to keep going on in the space they were just in. And it was, as Joy put it, one of the most interesting moments in The View, and I commend her and Sarah for both doing a great job kind of tap dancing to keep the show on. And it must have been very disappointing. The vice president was there. They didn't get to do the interview they had looked forward to for 2 weeks.
I never thought about it, but then I put myself in their shoes, and it always helps in life and certainly in the world of gossip to put yourself into the celebrity's shoes. The executive producer, Brian Tetta, he chimed in and he apologised to the two of them on live TV that it really wasn't handled that well. I think maybe I don't think anyone's going to be fired, but I think they're going to change their procedures over there. What's going on with J-Lo and Ben?
Oh, of course. This is so fun. So Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck were spotted packing on the PDA during a walk on Sunday through New York City. They were laughing, they were holding hands, and they even shared a sweet kiss. Now this outing comes after Ben flew to New York City to support Jennifer ahead of her performance at the Global Citizen event. Ooh. So sources are telling me that Jennifer and Ben were apart for a few days earlier in the week. But, you know, of course he wanted to be by her side while she was doing this very important thing. And I just think they're so supportive of each other.
Yeah, they are.
And their careers, you know, her mom was in his commercial.
Right.
I mean, they're just really intertwining their lives, and it's super cute.
They are. And I think even though they're big celebrities, like everybody who has a relationship, whether it be new or old, you've got to make time for each other. Yes, they're very, very busy people. Yes, they have access to private planes and lots of money to do it. But they certainly are making time for one another. He surprised her. He was meant to be working in Texas, and he decided, no, this is a big weekend for my girlfriend. Aww. I'm coming to New York. So he turned up and surprised her. And I think they had the most beautiful weekend pay attention to one another, not just to your lovers, but also to your friends. Be there for your friends. When your friends have a big moment to celebrate in their lives, be there and congratulate them. I had a big moment this week with my book, and I got to tell you, all my friends came through. All my real friends came through with texts and notes and emails, and it made me feel great. Be there for one another. And then quickly, before we go to break, Meghan Markle might never, ever, ever return to England. So royal expert Robert Jobson is claiming that he doesn't believe Meghan will ever return to Britain again. There's lots of speculation that next year is the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. That's a big, big day. The country's going to be packed. I think they're going to celebrate it for a month. Lots of events, lots of Union Jacks, the flag flying everywhere. Lots and lots of opportunities to celebrate Queen Elizabeth. This author, Robert, doesn't think that Meghan will turn up. I've got to say, her popularity in Britain at the moment is very, very low. They do not like her. They blame her for the breakup of the family, and it would be quite awkward for her to be there. We have to remember too, though, that Harry's got a book coming out quite soon, and that's going to be awkward too. This all makes me sad, Misty. Garrett, who co-hosts with us on a Monday, he was at the big concert event on Saturday in the park, and he saw them, and he said the crowd went crazy. It's amazing to me how they can be so popular here and so disliked over there. What do they do?
Well, I don't think she'll never return to England. Obviously, she has children with Harry. They have royal ties. One day they're going to be like, Mommy, I'd like to see where we're from. I'd like to go to the castle.
Can you imagine getting, if you find out your grandma is the Queen of England?
Yes.
Can you imagine if you find out your grandma lives at Buckingham Palace? I mean, I'd be like, Mommy, I want to see Granny now. I want to see that amazing house of Granny's. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be... Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our dear, dear friend, Miss D, who's still celebrating her birthday today.
Yes.
Happy, happy, happy birthday,
Thank you.
Did you go out last night and get some cake?
Oh, my goodness. I have been celebrating all weekend with my friends. We've had cake and ice cream, maybe a cocktail or two, and it's been fabulous.
You
Thank
deserve
you.
It, my friend. Happy, happy birthday. Let's get to the polls.
Da-da-da.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle taped their trip to New York City for their Netflix documentary. We asked, will you watch? Are you interested in watching this documentary? Let's have a look. Ooh, 65% of you said no. You're not interested in watching the Harry and Meghan documentary. I disagree. I'm obsessed. And I almost am too interested in this. But after Oprah, I certainly want to see what these two have to say next. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rumba or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Well, our nicest of the day is Kelly Clarkson because she just sold her $8.2 million farmhouse. Now, it was custom built, and she used to share it with her ex, Brandon Blackstock, and their two children, River and Remington. Oh, I love those names.
Yeah.
So the sprawling home, which is located in the San Fernando Valley, features 8 bedrooms, 11 bathrooms, a private pool, and a 2-bedroom guest house. Who was cleaning this place? She originally listed it for $9.9 million, but it sold for $8.2. That's not bad. Now, this is the second home Kelly has leased. This is the second home that Kelly has recently listed. She has also put the former's Lakeside, Tennessee house up for sale back in July. And so she is starting a brand new life. She's getting rid of the homes. That's what I do when I break up with somebody. I get rid of my extra homes.
You sell the $8 million mansion. I think this is a really good idea, Kelly. Starting over, she's got the money to do it. Starting over. Insiders tell me that is exactly what she's doing. She's starting her life from fresh. Obviously, she has those two wonderful children. So Brandon, her ex, will always be in her life. life, or certainly in the children's life. But I think starting a new house, if you've got the money to do it, is a good idea. Kelly, you're our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Rami Malek is saying that he was intimidated acting opposite Daniel Craig in the new James Bond movie. Rami told Graham Norton that he struggled with his nerves while performing opposite Daniel Craig when he first joined the movie franchise. He said, quote, "When you see him on stage, on a 007 stage, he's full James Bond, and his presence is very, very intimidating." He said he dropped a few lines, and he couldn't look James Bond straight in the eye at first. He couldn't handle it. Don't let your nerves, everybody, ruin these wonderful opportunities. Yes, we can get nervous. I trick myself, and I talk about it in my book, The Forward Answer. When I feel nervous, I tell myself I am excited instead, and it works. Be excited. Don't be nervous. Nerves are our naughtiest of the day. And now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob.
Mine.
Acceptance is the cornerstone of kindness, and nobody accepts themselves more than Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer taught me how you need to become comfortable in your own skin, because nothing is kinder than accepting yourself. Jennifer doesn't say cruel things to herself. She silenced those voices in her head, telling her she's not good enough, because the truth is she's good enough and so are you. Ignore those cruel voices in your head by being kind to yourself. What do you think, Miss D?
So, so true. I love what you say in your book, that you are not broken, but the way you have been talking to yourself is, because we say so many mean things to ourselves. And when you don't say them out loud, you're saying them just in your head, they're even more powerful. So you know what? Move those over, look in the mirror, and start saying some nice things about yourself. Just be like, I'm kind and I'm smart and I look fantastic today.
Yes, say it, say it, say it. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Miss D Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, everybody, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
Bye-bye.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.